Thank you. Yes, it's on now. Ephesians chapter 4, and we're going to start at verse 11. He gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ. And I'm going to pause right there. Equip the saints to build up the body of Christ. We can't forget that. That's why we're here. That's what he's given us as prophets and pastors and teachers for. And then I want to jump to verse 15. Rather, speaking the truth, and capitalize that T in there, that's your Bibles. Speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ. From whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. Now this I say and testify in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to their hardness of heart. They have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity. The demonic influence that we are seeing in the world is what is being talked about right here. That is what's going on. They are greedy to practice every kind of impurity. Going on. But that is not the way you learned Christ. Assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him as the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds. Sounds a little familiar, like maybe Romans 12:2. And to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as good for building up as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. You'll notice this is part one of building. Part two, we'll get into the second half of what I just went through. And last week, we looked at building up on the foundation that was laid down for us, the prophets and Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. We are, you and I, together as a congregation, when each part is working properly, are to be building ourselves up in love, or we are building ourselves up in love. When each of us is doing our part of love, or in love, the results will make us stronger, a stronger, unified family. Think about that. As we're doing our parts, it brings us together. It unifies us. It makes us stronger. And it's done in love. And love is built up. Love, as you know, is a verb. It's an action. It is also a choice. There are days that we have to make a conscious decision to love, to take intentional action and show our love to and for others. We do this as members of the church by doing our part in building into others. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, I'm going to read to you verses 9 through 15. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. According to the grace given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation and someone else is building upon it. Let each one of you take care of how he builds upon it. For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become manifest, for the day will disclose it. And that day is judgment day, the last day, right? For the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. If the work that anyone has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, though he himself will be saved, but only as through fire. Before we can do that, before we can start building, you have to build into yourself. Then you can build into others while you do so. It's an ongoing process. You build into yourself, you build into others. We speak the truth, God's word, while growing in our knowledge of the truth, and that in turn builds the church. God has equipped this congregation of his church with what it needs. What, isn't that what we read? Held together by every joint with which it is equipped. It's already, it's a given, it's there. We just have to do it. So, we are called and equipped by Jesus, who is the head of the church. And when each of us is doing as we are equipped and gifted to do, when each part is working properly, the body, the church, builds itself up in love. I can't help in and of myself to be thinking, why in the world, knowing this, does the church only meet for an hour on Sunday mornings? Why don't we go further? The grace we need to accomplish our mission, the graces we need, are given to us already. We have everything we need as a congregation. It is our spiritual growth that we need to consider, both as individuals and as a body, right? I cannot see how you can have one without the other. If we are to accomplish our mission, it has to be both. But who is responsible for your spiritual growth? For building on what you already have? Who's responsible for that? I want everybody to look at themselves and go, like, me? You know, one of those things? Go home and look in the mirror? Me. I'm responsible for my spiritual growth. None of you can help me grow in and of myself. I can choose to apply what I learn, as you can. I can choose to try to learn more, to gain knowledge. Isn't that what we're supposed to be doing? So that we can grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? You are to put off the old self. This is on you, just as much as it's on me. And we're to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Verse 23 told us that. We are told basically the same thing in Romans 12:2, which I mentioned. And we know that God is working in us as we work out our salvation. Ongoing, doesn't stop. That's Philippians 2:12-13, in case you're interested. If we're doing that, it's so that we can step out in response, or so that you can step out in response to your calling, and you have the ability to build on what he has already given you, your salvation, your calling, grace, and his very word that helps us to build on what we already have. Stop to think about what God has done for you and what you have in Christ, and know that you are to build on that from here on. If it's just your salvation, if just a new Christian, whether you're at home or here, you're to build on that. God loves you just the way you are, but he will not leave you there. All you have to do is take a step of faith. You have the ability to respond. The response ability. Okay? You have the responsibility to accomplish all that He has placed you here for, to fulfill your calling as a part of this congregation, and to build it into and build into it while building into yourself by His grace. By His grace. One builds into the other. As you help build up the church, you are building into yourself. And as you build into yourself, you are, as a part of the body, building up the body in love. You're doing that. It's ongoing. It's one helping the other. It never stops. And it should never stop. Listen. You are no longer a Gentile. We can debate on that, but I'm going to give you what we believe as the church. You are no longer of an unbeliever. You are no longer lost to and in the world, and no longer walking in darkness. You, as a believer, have been delivered from the domain of darkness and brought into the kingdom of His beloved Son. You are now of the Israel of God. You have the responsibility not to walk as the Gentiles do in the futility of their minds. You and you alone are responsible. God has equipped and gifted you with all that you need, including one another. Think about that. That includes those around you. You are given a new heart, having been born again into a life with God in Christ. You are to turn your back to the old way of life and live knowing that you are forgiven and loved and a part of something much more that has a better and more glorious outcome than the path you once were on as a Gentile. As a believer, you have direction. You have purpose. You are equipped and being equipped so that you can make a difference right where you are. Now you just have to do it. Put off the old self. Crucify the flesh with its passions and desires, and state with boldness that you have done so. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself up for me. Galatians 2:20, Paul's quote. Together, all of us, as the church, together we are to put into practice the one another of God's word. Helping one another, teaching one another, encouraging one another, and loving one another. Just to name a few of the 52 one another's in God's word. We all, as believers, have a goal. A place to where we are headed. And that goal is eternity. It is home. It is heaven. It is perfection. Not that I, to quote Paul again, not that I have already attained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own. Because Christ Jesus has made me His own. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider that I have made it on my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press onward toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of Christ in Jesus, or the upward call of Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature think this way, and if in anything you think likewise, God will reveal that to you also. Only let us hold to what we have obtained. Philippians 3. I don't believe that we are just to hold on to what we have obtained. If you think about that, I'm just hanging on to what I got. Are you building on what you have, and are you building on what we have as a congregation of His church? To stay where you're at, to just hold on to it, you can become stagnant. The Dead Sea has all this water pouring into it from the Jordan, right? But nothing comes out of it. There's hardly anything that lives in it. It's called the Dead Sea for a reason. There are a lot of Christians that take it in and take it in and take it in. I'll leave that to you to think, figure that out. We just don't want to become stagnant. You see, as each of us does our part, we will attain a unity of faith and of the knowledge of Jesus to a spiritual maturity, to the fullness of Christ, to use verse 13, right? But to do that, we have to speak the truth in love, share the truth in love, and live out the truth in love with one another, with family, with friends, with our neighbors. Who's your neighbor this morning? Person next to you, right? Who's your neighbor when you're at work? People you work with. Who's your neighbor at Walmart? Those you run into. They're all your neighbors. Because when you move around, your neighbors are right there, whoever you're with. We have to remember that. But you can only do that with the truth you have. You can't do it with the truth I have, right? You can only do it with the truth you have. And we are not talking the nonsense of your truth and my truth, okay? Just so we get that clear. There is only one truth, the Word of God. And we need to be sharing that. It is God's Word that Jesus prayed that we would be sanctified, right? It was right in there. To be sanctified is to be made ongoing, or to be holy, holy unto the Lord. We cannot be sanctified in and of ourselves. It has to be done through the Word, through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit working in our lives. And today, and I forgot to mention this earlier, today is Pentecost Sunday. 50 days ago was Easter. Over 2,000 years ago, the Christians had little flames that represented the Holy Spirit having come upon them. It was the birth of the church. And we need to celebrate that. We need to celebrate that. Getting back, I digress. How much of God's truth you have and are putting into practice will determine how the building is progressing. How much of God's truth that you have and are putting into practice is what determines how the building is progressing. Both the building in yourself and the building of His church. If the sum total of a building is its parts, and it is, then the lack of any one part weakens that building, that structure. Or in the analogy of a body, the lack of a member will weaken or hinder what we can experience or accomplish as a body of believers. Your absence also weakens your building, your spiritual growth, your spiritual maturity, because we need one another. Iron sharpens iron, as we're told. We are told also in verses 18 and 19 why the Gentiles walk in the futility of their minds. We, the church, are called to bring light to their darkened understanding and knowledge to their ignorance so that they will know the choice they have. So they will know they have a choice. They will know the path they are on, and it's not a good place where they're headed. But that they will also know the love and forgiveness that is available to them. Then, perhaps, they may become less hardened and callous as we share the truth in love, building relationship with them as each of us does our part in fulfilling the Great Commission. And that's what we're called to do. Share the gospel, share what you know with someone else? Have you taken the responsibility to build into yourselves and to build into His church? Not just our congregation, because as the congregation is built into, it builds up the body of Christ, the whole body, not just the church of God, but God's church. So have you taken that responsibility? If you have not, isn't it time? Isn't it time to ask God to give you what you need, or to open your eyes to what He's already given you, equipped you with, and to take a step of faith and build on what you have? Now's that time. Now's the time to come and pray. To pray for God's church, to pray for growth, to pray for the building up of the church. Would you join me in prayer? Father, we have gathered here this morning to give you thanks and to praise you for who you are, to hear from your word, Lord, and to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Help us, I pray, Lord, to live for you. Help us, I pray, Lord, to build into what you would have us to be building. And we ask this all and give you praise in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Would you join me in prayer? Almighty God, we have gathered here. We've worshiped you. We've thanked you. We've heard from your word. Now, Lord, stir our hearts to action. Help us to be who you've called us to be as individuals, as a congregation,